Mishud Gimel. Strictly speaking, there's nothing wrong with shaking a lulav and the araminim on Shabbos. You don't violate any Shabbos transgression. However, midrabbanon, one is forbidden to shake the araminim on a Shabbos out of fear that somebody might end up carrying the lulav and the araminim through a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain where it is forbidden to carry there on Shabbos. But a person, if he needs to shake the lulav, and he might not necessarily know how exactly to fulfill the mitzvah of the araminim, so he might end up taking the lulav to go and ask somebody, and he'll end up carrying it through a Rishus HaRabim. And so that doesn't come to be a situation, the Rabbanon said that if a day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, then there is no mitzvah to shake the araminim. Now we're going to see that they said this even in the Beis HaMikdosh. We learned that in the Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah of araminim applied for all 7 days of Sukkot. But if any of those days fell on Shabbos, except for the first day, as we will see, but if any of the other days fell on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah mid Oraisa, the Rabbanon still said that one should not and is not allowed to shake the lulav on that day. The Chachamim have the right to go against the Torah if it's shev al taiseh, which means that one is passive, he doesn't do something. They're not allowed to say, do something which the Torah says you can't do. However, the Chachamim do have the power to say that even though the Torah said that you do need to do something, the Chachamim can say, don't do it. So you're not doing an action, but you're not doing something which the Torah said. So the Chachamim have the power to do that. And so even in the Beis HaMikdosh, where the mitzvah applies for the entire days of Sukkot, the Rabbanon said that on Shabbos, one does not shake the araminim. However, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechol Yesh BaShabbos, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, then the mitzvah does apply, both in the Beis HaMikdosh and outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, since it's clear that the mitzvah of shaking the araminim on the first day of Sukkot is a more significant mitzvah. It applies even outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. So since the Torah sort of emphasized this part of the mitzvah more, so the Rabbanon did not ban the lulav and araminim on the first day of Sukkot, only on the rest of the days of Sukkot. However, if it did apply on the first day of Sukkot, how would they get around the problem of having to take the lulav through Rishus HaRabim? So they would make sure that all of the people would bring their lulavim and all of the araminim to the shul which they would daven at on Shabbos, but they would bring these before Shabbos began, on Friday, and then lamocharos, the next day, Shabbos morning, mashkim luvoin, they would get up early, they would come to the shul, and kol echad ve'echad machiras shaloi. Each person would recognize which one was his lulav, v'noitloi, and he would take that lulav specifically, and fulfill his mitzvah with that lulav specifically. Now, why does it have to be that he fulfills the mitzvah with that specific lulav? What's so terrible if he takes somebody else's lulav? Because the Chachamim said, and the truth is this is midrash, or the Chachamim learnt this from the Torah, that ein adam yetzi de chavasai beyond the rishon shel achag, that a person cannot fulfill his obligation of the araminim on the first day of Sukkot, but lulav shel chaveray, with somebody else's lulav, or somebody else's araminim. The Torah says, ulakachtem lochem bayom harishon, you should take for yourselves on the first day of Sukkot, and we learn from there that it has to be your own. Lochem, yours, and not somebody else's. However, that pasuk is referring to the obligation which applies on the first day of Sukkot. The obligation which applies in the Beis HaMikdosh for all of the days of Sukkot, that's learned from a different pasuk, and the pasuk over there does not say lochem, and therefore, sha'arim esachag, the rest of the days of Sukkot, odom yetzi dechosu b'lulav shel chaveira, a person can fulfill his obligation with somebody else's lulav and araminim. Now, it should be noted that once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, even if Shabbos falls on the first day of Sukkot, the araminim are not shaken, midrabbanon, reason being that in areas which are far away from Yerushalayim, or nowadays the custom is areas which are outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Israel, keep 2 days Yom Tov, because they are not sure when exactly is the first day of Sukkot. So if the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, it might not be the first day in areas which are outside of Eretz Yisrael, they don't know. And so they have not got the right to carry the araminim, because it might not actually be the first day of Sukkot. And once Rabbanon said that in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah does not apply, so they said that the same thing everywhere, that the mitzvah of araminim does not apply even on the first day of Sukkot, if it falls on Shabbos.